The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and most effective, and importantly, affordable tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, a car dealership, a franchise, you're an attorney, a plastic surgeon, eye doctor, looking to market your business, solve problems with advertising that you have, interpersonal relationships with your staff, anything that is plaguing your business, or you want some advice on how to jump it to the next level, we have quite a few tips and ideas, resources, websites that you can utilize to really help your business gain the edge in the sport of winning. And we will coach you to success. Today, we're going to outline how to stay one step ahead of the economy. If you have any comments or questions, you may call in at 646-716-8747 or email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. A little bit about us. As the intro says, we are an exclusive marketing company. Our tools for success, video. And what we do is we create content videos about your business, and we broadcast them out across the internet. What does that mean for your business? Permanent lead generation, driving traffic, qualified traffic over to your website, much more. We do social media, content marketing, digital marketing. We do it all. So give us a call, 888-996-9697. But enough about us. This show is really about you and your business and how we can help. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here and really excited about the topic that we're talking about today on, really keeping your business vibrant and competitive in the economy, whatever the economy is, a good economy or a sluggish economy. It's important that as business owners we stay ahead of the, ahead of the economy and make sure that we're always remaining vibrant and competitive.
Right, and one of the things that we really love about our business is the what I mentioned in the intro is the permanent lead generation that we provide for our clients. And I do want to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But what I want to start off talking about is, Kyle, a lot of people, depending on who you talk to, a lot of people think that we're out of the recession. I think to some degree we are. Again, I don't ever want to get political on this program, but I really believe that you really cannot throw a thriving economy or a horrible economy at the feet of the president. And the reason I feel that way is I feel much like it is with the real estate market and the banking industry and the stock market. Everything is very cyclical.
and it tends to run in a 7 to 10 year cycle. So you kind of have the momentum building up, you kind of have it peak, and then you kind of have it wane. And I think it's just cyclical. I really do. I mean, do you feel like that, Kyle, or do you really feel that a president really has the power to stimulate the economy, aside from the obvious?
Yeah. Aside from the obvious, you know, in terms of fewer regulations and taxes and so on, I really think that things like that can spur confidence in the economy, and that's really what drives our economy. I mean, if you look what the dollar is backed by, it's no longer on the gold standard. It's based off of consumer confidence and consumer confidence in its purchasing power. And so that really, you know, yeah, we have to look at that as well. It's, you know, what is the confidence level? And, you know, you mentioned that the economy is coming back, and a lot of people are saying that, but I think that people are still very cautious about what they're doing. And to me, I look at that, and I think that that's a good thing that they're being cautious at the same time, because it's not going to, you know, hopefully not get us in the same situation that we were before.
Right, yeah. I mean, you have, you know, Fred, interest rates being dropped by the Fed, you know, which can always, you know, give that little boost of confidence to the consumer that will get things moving along. But I mean, in my opinion, I really feel that, you know, everything's manipulated. I'm not trying to be, I'm into all these conspiracies and whatnot, because I'm really not. But what I am of the belief of is that, you know, certain things do. I can't for the life of me understand how during such a horrible economy that the stock market could have been doing so well when, you know, earnings were coming out and they were just, you know, horrific. It was a bloodbath, and yet the stock market's going through the roof. And I do want to have a show about that, about investing into your 401ks and all of that, but I don't really want to get into all of that. What I really want to provide for the listeners today is, you know, information about how they can, you know, keep their small to mid-sized business afloat when the economy does take a downturn. One of the ways that I like to, you know, look at things is, you know, one of the first things that people cut is their marketing. Because we do marketing, I do want to talk about that, but I want to kind of shelve that for right now, because what I really want to focus in on is on some of the things that have worked for us in terms of, you know, being able to remain, you know, in business and keep moving along, you know, when things are tight. And one of the ways that I really believe that we get very complacent is the way we're doing things. And I believe on a previous show we got into this quite a bit. We talked about how you really need to take a look at, you know, your expenses and where you're, you know, spending your money and whether or not it is, you know, worth the value that you're spending your money on. You know, for example, you know, internet service providers, you know, charge, in my opinion, quite a bit of money. And a lot of times you can renegotiate your rates if, you know, if the prices is really high. The price is really high, you can do that. And really take a look at that in terms of, you know, what you're spending on that. It may not seem like a lot, but if you can drop it, you know, just in a year, if you were able to drop that by $50 in 1 year, that's going to save you $600. That may cover the cost of your business insurance, you know, on a small scale, of course, for, you know, just a small office or something. Another thing that you can do is take a look at your mobile carrier. A lot of them are, and I would not recommend switching if you have a service provider that doesn't drop calls and, you know, you've got good coverage, but it doesn't hurt to take a look at, you know, what you're doing. And you can always call and ask them for a rate reduction. Tell them you're thinking of jumping. And a lot of times they'll do something to keep your business. So again, what if you were able to drop that by $50 a month? Again, that's another $600 in your pocket. Now you're up to $1,200. Another thing you can look at, and it's kind of going to be state by state, but kind of look at the health insurance that you're spending money on. Perhaps there's a way to restructure that to be in compliance with Obamacare. One great thing is MediShare. That's, you know, Google that, MediShare. I believe it's MediShare.org or .com. I specifically can't remember. But you can Google it and get information. Christian Healthcare Ministries also has a great program that is Obamacare compliant, which will save you a ton of money. Also look at, you know, some of your expenses in terms of you know what's, you know, kind of, you know, in my opinion, there's always a boat, you know, you can always plug the holes in the boat to stay afloat a little bit longer. You just, to me, it's taking the time to go through and taking inventory. Kyle, does anything else come to your mind that you can think of that we've talked about in terms of our business and what we've done?
Yeah, you know, it's important. We talk about this all the time. It's always important to look at where you're spending your money, what your expenditures are. And like you said, is it bringing in what you're looking for? And that's the, we live in the age of the Internet where you can easily go to the Internet and find something and find a competitor and see if they're offering, a better deal, like you talked about, Internet service, cell phone providers. There's a lot of programs out there with cell phone providers as well where, you can find companies where they buy up minutes and then they sell them at a discounted rate. There's different things like that. But, of course, I mean, it comes down to, at the same time, you don't want to switch that if what you have is working. You brought up a great point with healthcare and the healthcare coverage and being able to find coverage, at a much affordable rate now, being part of these co-op programs. And so there's a lot of different things that business owners can do and look at. They don't have to just stick with the status quo of how business was done in the past, because it's not. In today's economy, it's not business as usual. And so they really have to look at, it's important to look at expenditures and expenses and see, where money is going and is it bringing the thing that we're looking for. I mean, we've done that several times where we've looked, okay, let's cancel this or let's, renegotiate that. And we've done that several times and we've been able to save a lot of money by doing that.
Right. Well, we do that on a consistent basis anyways. I mean, if we don't do it monthly, we at least do it quarterly just to make sure, do we really need this, or something, a service that we started to use and integrate it, and we, for whatever reason, we either switched or, make sure you cancel these. Make sure when you sign up for those free trials to kind of test drive practices and you have to give your credit card, make sure that you put something on your calendar that reminds you to cancel that before they whack your card. I mean, that's a great way to save a lot of money. A lot of people go, oh, I forget. Then, month after month, they forget that they're being billed, which leads me to my next tip on saving some money at your credit cards. For me, I know I pay mine off every month, and I was traveling. My sister had passed away back in May, and I was traveling, and even though I had sent it in plenty of time, for whatever reason, you can never rely on the good old mail system to get it there on time. And, boom, I got hit with a finance charge. So I called up Chase. I'll tell, give them a little shout out because they were great. And they reversed the interest charge on the account for May. And they said, yep, we can see that you paid it off every month. And I said, yeah, I mail it in time. But she had a great idea. She said, just, pre-schedule it via phone or the internet for that particular date, and you never have to worry about that. That's great advice, because sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes you may mail it a little bit late, and you get the finance charge, and that's just money you'll never get back again. In my case, I was lucky to be able to do that. So it's very, very important that you do that, that you take a comprehensive look at where you're spending money. The next thing that I love, and we probably should get a referral from this company because we send quite a bit of business over to them, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks.com is accounting for the people that do not have time. There's another accounting software out there that I have tried many times, and all I ended up was pulling my hair out. It was so confusing, and I've heard that from a lot of business owners, is that if you're spending that much time inputting all the information, you might as well just forget it. And so I won't mention what that accounting software program is, but it's not Quick. I'll just say that and leave it at that. But FreshBooks is a great way to keep track of your expenses as well. You can tie a credit card that you use for your business to FreshBooks, as well as your checking account. So you have a comprehensive snapshot of everything that you're spending money on at any given time, and you can run a report weekly, monthly, daily, whatever you want, to kind of take a look and see where your money is going. Great way to, cost average your overhead versus your accounts receivables versus your accounts payable and find out what your profitability is. So it's really a great, great tool. I can't say enough about it. You can also create invoices. You take an invoice, or excuse me, you can do a proposal of services or an estimate. And then you can immediately turn that into an invoice once you've completed the work. It archives everything for you. It's really a great program, and it's pennies on the dollars per month. In terms of what it does, you can log on and look at any given moment to find out specifically what your receivables are, you know, who's paid. If you send an invoice to a client or a customer, it will automatically tell you when they've opened up that email so you know that they've gotten your bill. It's just it's going to speed up your receivables because instead of mailing out invoices and, you know, printing them off and having to do it that way, it is just it is the Cadillac Mercedes of accounting. I just love it. And you can also grant access to your accountant as well. Kyle, anything else you can think of that we can add to that? And then we can talk a little bit about what the first thing people cut when they own a business. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. I mean, you can always look at, the bills that you pay and how you pay them. A lot of stuff is paperless now, and you can pay a lot of things online, and that's going to save you in postage and stamps and things like that. And especially if you're sending out a lot of, if you're paying a lot of bills and have a lot of expenditures, I mean, that can save a lot of money each month, which adds up over the years. You know, and it's good just to watch where you're spending your money and be cognitive of where your money's going, so that you can make really good decisions and put that money into other aspects of your business that will help your business to be more profitable.
Right. Another thing you do is, you know, when I ran a retail store, the 3J months were always my worst months, January, June, and July. And I'm sure that a lot of retailers, and I think business people in general, can kind of relate to the 3J months, that it's just not, you know, it's just they can be very slow. I mean, I've had great months in January, June, and July, and I've had very, very lean ones. We were just talking about how many pre-recorded shows we had to do because our business actually is extremely busy right now, and I'm very happy about that. But typically, January, June, and July tend to be very slow months for businesses. The first quarter out of the gate tends to be the slowest, but June and July can be a little tricky for business owners. So one thing I would suggest is, you know, I had a strategy within my retail business that really worked for me. And, you know, it was one of those things where instead of doing seasonal clothing, you know, in the summertime, you know, you're selling tank tops and shorts and sundresses and sandals and whatever, as opposed to in the winter months when I was selling leather jackets, boots, a much higher ticket item. So, you know, always find a way to kind of blur the lines a little bit in terms of your most profitable months and your leanest months, and try to come up with a way to, you know, offer a service or product within those months that are, you know, indicative of those months, or may not be indicative of those months, but they may impulse buy on those months, or they may decide to, you know, take advantage of it because it's there. You know, for me, I kept, you know, winter stuff out during the summertime and summer stuff out during the winter because a lot of people go on warm weather vacations. And likewise, a lot of people would buy things in the summertime knowing, you know, 8 weeks down the road they may be able to put that jacket on or wear those boots or whatever. So that saved my business a lot of lean months because I was able to augment my inventory with higher ticket items. I highly suggest that if you own a business, you take a look. For example, you know, if you're a heating company and people are not buying a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of heating oil during the summer, and they have not done the budget plan or prepaid or whatever, you could always do some marketing where, you know, offer 25% off a furnace cleaning so they're all set. You know, maybe call it, you know, Christmas in July or something. You can get your heating system all tuned up. If you're an attorney, maybe offer a special on wills, or if you're an estate planner or something that, you know, depending on what it is and what you do, you know, maybe offer some type of you know, promotion in your lean months, you know, months that you know that are typically slow for you, to try to drum up some business. So, Kyle, let's talk a little bit about what we do and why most people cut back on their advertising and marketing right out of the gate. You and I have a thought process about that. Why don't we let our listeners in on it?
Yeah. The best thing to do, you know, if an economy is tight, is to keep your marketing going, if not ramp it up. Because what your competitors are going to be doing is cutting back on their marketing, and so this is a prime opportunity for you to use the money that you're saving by cutting back on the other programs that we just talked about and reinvesting that back into your business to really ramp up your marketing to take it, you know, and this is the perfect opportunity to bypass your competitors and really, you know, take a huge chunk of the, you know, of your niche market and take that for your own business. It's the best opportunity to really move ahead of where your competitors are at.
Right. It's also a good time to take a look at your website, make sure that your website's up to date. Anything that you can do to remain competitive, like Kyle had mentioned, if your competitors are cutting back on marketing, maybe that's the time where you ramp yours up. But again, if money's tight, then what you need to be doing is you need to look at strategies that are going to be a long-term solution to your marketing. One of the things that we offer at Video Broadcast Services is permanent placement within the search engines. We do that with content videos about your business. And what that allows us to do is create quality backlinks over to your website, not to ours, to yours. And even if you were to cut back on your marketing with us, everything we created for you up to that point is going to continue to drive qualified traffic over to your website and to your business. For example, we have a dentist who's got, I don't know, I think he's got 160 videos. We have car dealerships that have hundreds and hundreds of videos. Those videos never go away. So they are continually driving traffic over to your website. So whether it's something like what we do, you need to take a look at something that is going to provide you marketing long after you've stopped paying for it. And there's very few instances of marketing out there that will allow you that. So if you want a little bit more information on that and how that can help and you know, get more information on it, specifically what we do, you can definitely call us at 888-996-9697. And it is a great marketing strategy to be able to tap the brakes in a tough economy. Kyle, anything else you want to add before we run?
No, yeah, you know, just keep an eye on your expenditures. Use opportunities to get in front of your competition and really bypass them, and you'll watch your business really flourish and plow ahead when everyone else is, you know, falling back.
Exactly. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. We got to run. I'm Marsha Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you find this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, idea, or you have useful information or a service for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marsha Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus from Video Broadcast Services, where our unique approach to business marketing and thriving in today's competitive online marketplace pushes our clients to excellence. Until next time, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing. with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.